KTAR News 92.3 FM. Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos. Remembering Arizona Senator John McCain.
Mondays at 3:05, we talk to John Hook, Fox 10 anchor, 4, 5, and 9 o'clock. And, of course, someone who has interviewed John McCain a number of times. So we would be very remiss if we did not talk to John. John, sad day today. Tell us where you were and when did you find out of the passing of John McCain over the weekend?
Oh, man. I was home and got the alert. I got the alert, I think, from you guys, to be honest with you. And then there was a lot of discussion about what we were going to do on coverage.
Yep.
And it was Saturday. I mean, I pretty much knew that this was coming sooner rather than later because I'd interviewed Jeff Flake, Senator Flake, on Friday. And I asked him if he thought when he visited John McCain on Friday that he'd seen him for the last time. And he said yes. And then he said, we're talking a matter of days. So that to me, you know, I was ready to work this weekend. I figured, you know, this was going to happen.
John, I totally agree with you because when I saw you interview Flake, he was heartbroken. And, you know, I didn't necessarily know that this was going to happen so quickly because on Friday it was, well, we're going to stop the treatment. I didn't know if it'd be a month or a week. But after you talked to Flake, I said, he's going to die this weekend. I think he's going to pass this weekend. I looked at my wife and said, he's probably going to pass this weekend.
Yeah, that was my inkling, yeah, too. And, you know, Jeff Flake didn't want to talk about timing or any of that. So I kind of put it in that way. I said, do you think you've seen him for the last time? And then he kind of just,
you could
answered
tell
it very honestly. And I think we got the answer that kind of clued us in that this was sooner rather than later.
Yeah. John Hook is joining us from Fox 10. You've interviewed John McCain for years. Mac and I have interviewed McCain for years. And, you know, today we're trying to, listen, on Friday I was very sad. I didn't know that his death was imminent, but Friday for me was very tough because, you know, I've known this man for 20 years. Mac and I are friends with his daughter. We've also kind of said, let's celebrate John McCain's life on this show today.
It's been right. I think that's a great way to play it.
It's been 48 hours. We're playing some of the funny clips. We're playing some of the times that he gave us a bunch of crap. And, you know, when you get in John McCain's doghouse, it's a little tough to get out. So
I've been there.
Mac and I will tell you our experience in McCain's doghouse. And we'll actually play the clip that led to it. Were you ever in his doghouse? Because he was a toughie.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, one of them, the most recent actually, was at KTAR. I was filling in for Bruce and on the morning show,
okay,
and doing a talk show, and McCain came in. And it was really supposed to, it was right before his reelection, and he was with his pals who he had been in captivity with in the Hanoi Hilton for 5.5 years.
Wow.
He brought some of those guys in.
Wow.
And it was kind of a deflector shield, you know. I don't mean any disrespect by this, but how are you going to go after him when here's a POW and two other POWs with him?
Yeah, it changes the whole tone of the interview. It changes the whole tone of the show, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how are you going to go after him? But I kind of did. I mean, I asked him a lot about immigration. I asked him, and I think he was really put off by it. And I thought, well, I'm just doing my job. That's my job. And in the end, he will respect you in the morning for it. You know, that's always how I viewed McCain.
Yeah.
He might get ticked off at the time, but over the long haul, he will say, you know what, he's fair. And that's all you can ask, right, is that somebody be fair with you.
Yeah.
And so I think McCain felt that I was fair with him, but he didn't like the line of questioning, especially with his pals there.
Yeah.
So that was one. And then you go persona non grata for a little while. The other one was with Fife Symington. When Fife Symington was governor, John McCain and Fife Symington were very, very close in those days. I don't know if they still were in later years, actually, but I suspect they were. And I got into Symington's grill on the state airplane one time. And after that happened, then I realized McCain was icing me because of that issue, because we'd been tough on Symington. So If you got, you know, crosswise with him, it could be fairly unpleasant.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure you guys have stories too. But when it was over, it was over. But it was on his terms. He had to call it off.
John Hook is joining us from Fox 10. We're talking about John McCain and what happens when you get in the doghouse. You know what? We'll play this clip. This is when Mac and I landed in the doghouse of John McCain. It was a few years ago. I think it was 2015 or 2016. And he came to the studios and he brought two senators with him.
A deflector shield, like John just said.
Yeah.
And it was during Trump. And we were going to talk Trump with him. So just take a listen to the intro. Mac, it's not every day we're surrounded by senators in our own studio.
That is true. Senator John McCain from Arizona, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, and Senator Dan Sullivan from Alaska. These fine gentlemen have decided to join us, although they've read the reviews. They still decided to come in anyway.
They still came. They and two other of our colleagues have volunteered to come to Arizona and help me with my campaign. And they're also members of the Senate Armed Services Committee and very important members. So I'm honored to have them, and I won't talk very much during this interview. Okay?
Oh, yes, you will. Oh, I think you might.
We've got specific questions just for you, Senators.
Well, So obviously we were going to talk Trump, and there was no way we were going to let him leave the studio without talking about Donald Trump. These two were at it immediately.
Right. This is when he did not want to mention Trump.
Right.
He did not. I think he said, I refer to him as the candidate.
Yeah.
And we said, we still got to ask you the questions.
Oh, yeah.
Cotton and the other guy were there to talk some kind of policy, and we're like, no.
No, I know. We can't do that.
And so
the last time I interviewed McCain was for Newsmaker Sunday, and he had John Bolton with him at the time. And that was another kind of deflector shield, because obviously you start dividing up the time between McCain and Bolton, and you know, you don't have as much time with McCain to really go deep. So, yeah, I mean, he knew exactly what he was doing.
He was good. Yeah, and when we asked him everything about Trump, you know, we didn't ignore the senators who came with them. We wanted to include them, but it was going to be 90-10. It was going to be, and we told him that before, it's going to be 90%, you know, McCain, because, you know, he's Arizona senator, and the big hot story was Trump.
I don't care what Tom Cotton says. Nobody knows who the senator from Alaska, no offense, is in Arizona.
Right.
Wait a minute. By the way, two very, very conservative guys.
Yeah. Right.
Who, you know, to kind of, again, say, hey, you know, I'm one of them.
Right.
To Arizona.
But he did ice us for a bit. And you know what? I take that as a compliment. That's okay. I mean, really, that's okay. When we bring politicians in, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on. We want to ask the tough questions. But, you know, with John McCain, we also had a whole lot of fun with him. I mean, that guy was really fun to sit in the studio.
Hilarious.
And you know, he would.
Well, you had to stop him. You almost had to interrupt him because he comes into the studio. Boy, did you see that game last night? I couldn't believe blah, blah. And you're like, whoa, we got to talk terrorism.
Yeah.
You almost have to stop and say, I'd love to talk to Diamondbacks, sir, but we can't right now.
Yeah.
And he knows that.
He does.
He knows that.
He does.
He knows that. The thing was, I thought, you know, I'm so fortunate to cover him in the 2000 campaign. That was the most fun campaign I've ever covered.
Wow.
Riding with him on the Straight Talk through New Hampshire was a riot. And he was so unbridled and he was so fun to be around because he was winning. That was it was a totally different situation in South Carolina when they got there. You could feel it on the ground that it was a different place. And you know, that's where his campaign really essentially ended, was in South Carolina to George W. Bush.
Yeah.
But on the Straight Talk, it was a blast. He was having the time of his life. And then in 08, when he ran again, we were on the Straight Talk with him again. He was a different guy because he was now the standard bearer of the party. He wasn't the maverick anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to embrace the Republican Party, and that campaign was not nearly as fun.
Interesting. John Hook is joining us from Fox 10. So, Governor Doug Ducey is going to join us today at 5:15. I know that he doesn't want to talk about who's going to replace McCain because it's up to him, and I totally get it. I think you honor the man for the week, and then you get back down to business of who's going to be a senator. Who do you think he's going to pick?
My gut feeling is Cindy McCain.
Really?
And I think John Kyle is also in that mix. I have no inside knowledge for this. This is just a gut feeling.
But you know as well as anybody, Cindy has made not an overt decision, but she doesn't like D.C. They chose to raise their kids out here because Cindy didn't want to be one of those D.C. senators' wives. She wants to be in Arizona. That surprises me that you would say Cindy, though.
Hey,
I don't know. I'm getting a feeling. I just get a feeling sometimes about stuff, and sometimes I'm wrong. But I feel like with all the adulation, and again, you're a caretaker basically for 2 years. Then there's an election in 2 years, and that election is only temporary. That's only to serve for two more years until McCain's cycle would come up at his normal time in 2022.
Hey, John, let me give you my dark horse.
Okay.
Jeff Flake.
Oh, man. Wow. That is a really
could that happen though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but he is still a current
senator until January.
Right, until January. Right. I don't know whether you can just kind of sort of switch seats like that so quickly like that if you're a sitting senator.
I think that would be highly controversial among Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be and Ducey right now, his challenge is I think he's got to shore up his own party. We talked about this before. I mean, I think he's going to win the primary. The primary will be no problem.
Easy.
And I think he's reelected with not a lot of problem, frankly. But we'll see.
Okay.
But I think within his own party, there is a little bit of this rumbling going on. And so if he were to do something like that, he could tip it away from him, you know, away from support. Because right now, Kyle and McCain are not very popular within the Republican Party.
Right.
Even John McCain's numbers are going to soar after all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
But up until now, they have both really been flagging with the Republican Party. So I just don't know that Ducey wants to do something that bold.
Yeah. Well,
during an election year. Yeah.
We'll get into that with him at about 5:15. John, we've got to run. Thanks for the stories, man. We appreciate you joining us. And
we'll
have a great Labor Day.
We'll never see anything like him, I don't believe.
I agree.
I mean, that he was really a unique, unique character, and I enjoyed being around him even when I was in the doghouse.
Yeah, so did we. Thanks, John.
Okay, see you guys.
Yeah, I think if you weren't in the doghouse with John McCain, you weren't asking the right questions.
Right.
And I think that I was happy to be in the doghouse for a little while.
Well, we had to.
You have to.
Well, I mean, we had to be.
For John McCain, it was all about character. He would rather lose an election than not be true to himself. And there's one moment that encapsulates that perfectly, and we're going to play it for you in a second.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos, looking back on the life and service of John McCain.
And that's an important word, service. This man was all about service to his country, all about service to the people of Arizona. And the one thing that you can say unwavering about John McCain was you knew where he stood. He didn't do it for political gain. He didn't do it to be popular. He didn't do it for some other, you know, motivation. He did things based on how he felt and what he felt, and he lived an honest life. And I don't know how many people can truly say that these days.
Yeah, I mean, he went against his party for health care, the big thing, the big thumbs down, mm-hmm. which just was unbelievable. And I know that many Republicans couldn't believe that he did that, but he voted his conscience. That's what he did. He did what he thought was right. And here's one clip. This might be my favorite John McCain moment. And it's so interesting because he could have taken this moment, right, and ran with it and maybe have beaten Barack Obama.
Maybe.
But he chose a different road. Take a listen. This was at a town hall.
In
Senator
08,
John McCain.
Yeah, 08, I think.
I got to ask you a question. I do not believe in, I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not.
No, ma'am. He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues, and that's what this campaign is all about. He's not. Thank you.
Okay. Now he got cheered there.
Correct, but he got hammered by other people, including some strategists, some GOP strategists saying, why didn't you just let her do your dirty work for you?
And he didn't do it because of character. His character, it was important to him.
Yeah.
This happened at another town hall where a man stood up and said this about Obama.
We're scared. We're scared of an Obama presidency, and I'll tell you why. I'm concerned about, someone that, cohorts with domestic terrorists such as Ayers.
I have to tell you, he is a decent person and a person that you do not have to be scared as President of the United States. Now,
Now, listen to the reaction from people who came to see him. You have a presidential candidate defending his opponent. That may never happen again.
It doesn't sound familiar these days, that's for sure.
Happen again in our lifetime.
And remember, too, when
with the way politics is today?
Right. When he lost, McCain was gracious in defeat and actually recognized this is a historic election, and I recognize the special significance it has for African Americans. He didn't have to say that, but he did, because he realized this was a historic election, whether you liked it or not. We all went through it, mm-hmm. whether you liked it or not, whether you agreed or not. But look at the man, look at the candidate, and how he held himself. Remember in the 2000 election, George W. Bush's people put out a horrible rumor about him in South Carolina.
He had a black love child.
Correct.
They put that out. Absolutely 100% false.
Not true.
Who is speaking at his funeral?
George W. Bush and Barack Obama.
See, John McCain was such a man of character that he could forgive. And he forgave George W. Bush. He didn't like Bush for a while when he was president.
For a long time,
yeah. But he gets over that. He moves past it. And he tries to figure out, well, how could we work together?
Remember in the 2016 campaign, he defended the Kahn family. The Kahn family was just... you remember this man,
a Muslim family,
yeah. their son served proudly, was killed during a tour of duty.
Yeah.
And this, especially the dad, took out a pocket sized constitution and said, Donald Trump has never read this. And Trump went after him. John McCain defended Kahn.
Yeah.
Again, that's a different type of man. And I use that word specifically, a different type of man. He was a mensch. He was a man.
Yeah. He was a man of character, and I think that he would rather lose an election.
And know that he's doing the right thing.
And keep his character.
Correct, correct.
And not many people like that.
You've got to give him more credit than a lot of people have in the past.
Coming up next, not everybody was mourning the death of Senator John McCain.
That's right.
Some were dancing on his grave, and we'll talk about that next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos. Remembering Arizona Senator John McCain.
One of the things about John McCain is not only his service, but how others in the Senate as well as Congress respected him. Senators Mitch McConnell and other congressional leaders have announced that John McCain will lie in state at the state capitol later this week. And the reason I bring that up is McCain will become just the 31st person to receive that honor of lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. He joins Abraham Lincoln, Rosa Parks, John F. Kennedy.
Wow.
But there are people who are dancing on John McCain's grave, to which you have to respond, shame on you.
Well, let's. I don't want to talk a lot about Trump today. I'd like to talk about McCain, but let's get it over with. Here's the thing. John McCain didn't like Trump. Trump didn't like John McCain. It started a long time ago. Donald Trump never thought John McCain was a hero, and to this day, he still believes that is the case. I don't know why, but that's what it is. Now, John McCain didn't like Donald Trump running, and he
didn't like
the candidacy. Smacked him pretty good.
Yeah.
So, over the weekend, when John McCain died, it seems that the White House, they put something together that they were going to release.
Yeah, they drafted a statement as most presidents would. They would have their staff ready to go to react.
And Trump blocked it.
Yep.
He didn't want it out there. And so it was never released. The only thing that was released from the White House was a tweet from Trump.
Directly, yeah.
And it said, my deepest condolences and respect go out to the family of Senator John McCain. Our hearts and prayers are with you. You know, when I saw that, of course they should put out more of a statement. They didn't. They put a tweet out. They should have just left it at that.
Yeah.
Because now Trump looks like an idiot. Because 48 hours after they lowered the White House flag to half staff, this morning it went right back up. And that's insulting to John McCain. And that was obviously a Trump move. Because everybody in the White House wanted to do something to honor McCain with a statement.
Right.
You lower the flag. Okay, great. But then you put the flag back up. That's all Donald Trump. And I'll tell you what. I actually think John McCain's laughing at that in heaven today, and I'll tell you why. I don't think he cares if he's not respected by Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump has done some decent things as president. I think Donald Trump has done some terrible things as president. But as a human being, Donald Trump is a bad human being. He is not a good guy. He wasn't voted into office for being a good guy. And I think it's like one of those things, when your greatest enemy who has zero character says to you, I don't respect you, and you're a man of character like John McCain, I think you kind of laugh that off. And you
well,
say,
he reacts.
You say, you don't respect me?
Right.
Well, yeah. That's fine with me.
Yeah, Donald Trump was reacting to the death of John McCain by playing a spiteful role in
right.
raising the flag back up. And from what CNN is reporting, it wasn't until the American Legion tongue-lashed Donald Trump of basically saying, really, dude, you are insulting POWs, MIAs, people who lost their lives defending this country by doing that. You need to lower it again. So they went back out and they lowered the flag at the White House again, half-mast.
He needs to start listening, I'm talking about the president, to the people around him in times like this. Because he just looks like an ass today.
Yeah.
He looks like a petulant child. And he could have been, and I mean this honestly, he could have been just fine by releasing a tweet, as he did on Saturday, and then shutting his mouth and not doing anything. All you had to do was keep the flag at half staff. Obviously, that should have happened. It didn't. He ordered it to go back up. And now he just looks stupid. He looks foolish. He has to backtrack on this. And this is kind of where he shoots himself in the foot.
So
I don't, by the way, I don't need a big fake phony statement from Donald Trump about how great John McCain is. Donald Trump doesn't like John McCain.
Right.
Fine. Game over. I don't need to hear about it. But all you had to do was just leave the flag at half staff and you're done.
But he didn't
the
give
minimum.
He didn't give another fake phony statement. Instead, much like in the way Donald Trump is Donald Trump, he's bragging about what he's doing.
I'm the one that lowered it again. That's what right?
No.
I'm the one that lowered the flag back down.
No, he said that he did that.
Yeah.
But when he released the statement said, at the request of the McCain family, I've also authorized military transportation, military pallbearers. Look at what I'm doing. I'm helping the family out. We don't care.
Nobody cares.
We don't care.
You guys don't like each other. It's totally fine.
Right. But don't brag how you're respecting the man and his family by, look at how much stuff I'm doing.
Yeah.
Not gracious. Not gracious at all. And rather tone deaf. So once again, Donald Trump comes off as a total troglodyte. And as you said, John McCain is probably up there on cloud whatever, laughing, going, boy, that guy just didn't get it. Yeah. Just didn't get it.
Didn't understand anything about character.
Right.
Didn't understand anything about respect. And now, by the way, we should say the flag is now again
right.
at half staff.
Who knows how long it'll be there. But
John McCain was alive on Saturday and the flag was high. He died. It went down, right, to half staff.
Lowered, and then
it was lowered, and then Trump put it back up.
He got a tongue whipping, and
right,
then
and now it's back down. There are a lot of ways that you could have just stayed out of the fray, Mr. President, but you didn't do it.
Right, of
and
course.
I'm not surprised by it.
Of course.
All right. Coming up next, local reaction on the death of John McCain continues to come in. A lot of people have said some amazing things. We're going to play those highlights for you coming up next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos. Remembering Arizona Senator John McCain.
Coming up at 4:05, we will not be doing the Big Four at 4. We will be celebrating John McCain's life. Man, he spent a lot of time on this show over the last 10 years.
He did.
And some of the I guess you can call them outtakes, are quite humorous.
That were on the air, actually,
and,
yeah.
We're going to play that for you because, you know, it's been 48 hours. It's sad, man. It is definitely sad.
You mentioned it earlier. You kind of sort of thought after Friday's announcement that the end was closer than it should have been.
The end was near, right?
I was caught off guard. I thought it'd be another month. I go back to my wife's mom. Mm. They decided to not get treatment or not seek treatment, and she lived for another couple of years. I thought John McCain was going to at least another 6 months, and unfortunately didn't happen.
It was pretty clear now looking back that Friday when the McCains put their statement out and Cindy McCain put her statement out,
yeah,
and Meghan McCain put her statement out, it's pretty clear now that that was their warning to everybody that
the end is
going
near.
Yeah. But we didn't know that on Friday.
Right.
But it's obvious that that was the case. So, yeah, it's been about 48 hours. You were surprised. I was getting out of church with my wife, and we saw it. And it's just it's terribly sad. It's terribly sad. He was a terrific man. Let's play some of the audio of people remembering him, like Senator Jeff Flake. By the way, it was tough to watch Senator Jeff Flake. Say what you want about Jeff Flake, whether you like him or you don't. He's not going to be a senator anymore. He was very good friends with John McCain. It was hard to watch him eulogize his friend. But he talks about one of his favorite moments with John McCain.
We're on a plane ride back to Arizona. When I had just joined the House in 2001, I was getting beat up at home by the press and by local elected officials for challenging spending. And John McCain made his way back to me on the plane, and I thought, oh, no, he's going to go after me, too. And he put his finger in my chest and just said, don't back down. He said, you're in the right, and they'll come around. And it was all that I needed. And from that time forward, I really appreciated him and his friendship and his advice.
Yeah. I mean, a mentor. I mean, that's word. John McCain was a mentor to Jeff Flake, and those two really did get along and really had each other's back when they needed it. But again, remember, it's John McCain putting his finger in Jeff Flake's chest saying, don't back down. That's John McCain in a nutshell.
How about Shane Doan, former Arizona Coyote, Captain Coyote, who's going to be a pallbearer?
That's what we understand. He's going to be a pallbearer at the funeral.
And he is literally loving every minute of this hike.
I guess they went on a hike.
And he is literally loving every minute of this hike. And I'm sitting there thinking, here's a man that has shaped U.S. history and lived the most incredible life. And he is enjoying the simplest things right now. And it was just amazing to me that this, and it was his passion for everything that for me was like, it was contagious. And you just couldn't help but love being around the man.
I think Doner was on with Doug and Wolf.
Yeah.
A 98.7 FM.
But it's true that John McCain would come into our studio, yeah, and it would be the simplest thing. Like, did you see that game last night?
Yeah.
Or did you read about this? He didn't put on airs at all. He didn't act as though I'm John McCain. It was more like, hey, good to see you, friend.
Hmm. On Saturday, I was on the air with Jim Sharp, and we had Jan Brewer on. And I've never heard her so sad.
Yeah.
Former Arizona governor. She'll join us Wednesday, but she took it really hard.
I'm sure.
Coming up at 4:05, we're going to celebrate John McCain's best moments with Mac and Gatos. They are fun. They are a bit crazy.
As we celebrate the life.
I think that's how we do it. Coming up next.